Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is 5-Minute Dungeon. And I have the mastermind behind the game. I have Connor with me. How's it going, Connor?
Good, good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself and about your company?
All right. Settle in for a story.
All right, let's do it.
I work for a company called Wiggles 3D in London, Ontario, Canada. About 15 years ago, my dad decided to quit his job and start making board games.
Sounds good.
Which is just a weird decision in general, but that is how he decides to do things. So about 7-8 years ago now, whenever I finished college, I finished college for multimedia design and like 3D animation and stuff, and I was looking for a job. At the same time, one of the artists here quit. And so there was just this opening, and he's like, "Hey, do you want to come work here?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure, temporarily."
Yeah, simple thing, Dad. I don't want to be with you forever.
I'm not turning this into a family business. This is not how this is going to go. Cut immediately to me now, having designed my first game. So my first game is called 5-Minute Dungeon. And I guess I've been doing games, like I said, 7 or 8 years. So I've been doing like packaging design and like working on games a lot and playtesting.
You know the inner workings of games, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. So it's been this like this time of like, no, I want to make my own game. I'm gonna do this.
I'm gonna do it, Dad, and you can't stop me.
I'll show you. I'll make a game. Put it on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
A 5-Minute Dungeon is a real-time cooperative card game. The name is literal. It plays in literally 5 minutes. The main idea is you're all working together to match symbols from your hand onto symbols from a deck that represents a dungeon. So it's kind of like condensing down the experience of a like long D&D session into like a very tight time-pressured 5 minutes.
I could dig that.
It was something that I thought would be fun and stupid, and has done remarkably well on Kickstarter.
Yeah, you guys are doing
way better than I ever expected.
You're fantastic. I mean, to hit on that point, I mean, you guys still have 22 days left to go on your Kickstarter and on December 1st, and you guys are well successfully funded, almost even 4,000, you're just before 4,000 backers, but you're going to get there, and that's a phenomenal feat within itself. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. That's like I said, that was, we're putting this up going, man, I hope somebody backs. I hope we can make this goal. And like 6 hours after we hit launch, it was fully funded. So,
well, I mean, it drew my attention right away. I mean, you know, 5-Minute Dungeon, I was like, okay. And I saw the artwork. You know, a lot of people say don't judge a book by its cover, but a lot of times that's what everyone does, you know?
Yeah.
So the artwork, you know, even the image was appealing, and I clicked on it and I watched the video, which was really good. And then just everything else. And I'm just like, I'm digging this. I gotta get this guy on my show, and we'll talk about the game. And so, you know, you drew me in automatically, and obviously you drew in, you know, 3,700 other people to back this game. So why don't you tell us, like, how did 5-Minute Dungeon come to be?
We played a lot of, I don't know if you played it, but it's a mobile game called Space Team.
Oh, yeah, I have played it before, yes.
Yeah, so we were playing a lot of that in the office, and essentially the way Space Team works is everyone has a phone and you have instructions on your device, and everyone has different instructions, and they all have to, like,
and you're constantly yelling at each other,
and you're
like,
constantly
do this!
Yelling, like, set the flange phaser to 7! Activate the beta gamma ray!
Yeah.
And so that was just a lot of fun, and it was like, I'm having a lot of fun doing this, And I wish there was a board game that gave me this experience, gave me this level of excitement. And so that was like the genesis of it, I guess. But it's just, that's, I wanted a feeling, which was like this chaos, this controlled chaos. And so it was from that that it spread into, okay, if I'm going to get that feeling, then you've got to have a time constraint.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're going to have a time constraint, well, then, I guess we're all going to work together to do something. And, okay, what are we doing? Like, it was a very slow, like, me in the shower going, okay, so then you've got, like, three guys, and they've got cards, and you're playing a card. So it's like...
All the best thinking came from the shower. We got it. Yeah.
Yes. It's just, that's... I am only productive in the shower. right now, I am in the shower. It is a very... It's just where all of my work.
He's Skyping while in the shower, guys, and you don't even know.
Yeah. So at any rate, that was the main idea. Just kind of evolved over time as something to try and get that feeling of excitement into a board game.
Definitely. So with the game, you actually have different heroes you can play, and they have different abilities that help you along the way as well.
Yeah. So the theming around it obviously isn't space. It's like this idea of condensing down a D&D experience into a tight timeline. And so, you know, when you're playing D&D, you have a hero. And so, you know, if I'm playing the barbarian, I want to feel like a barbarian. So in this, I have each hero has their own deck, and each deck is specialized for that hero. So the barbarian, for instance... he can instantly defeat a monster. He can just get rid of a monster, and he has more swords than anyone else. But he also has the fewest scroll resources. So, like, there's limited resources in the game, and each hero is good at something, and then each hero has unique cards within their deck that reinforce that idea. Like, the barbarian can enrage, which causes other people to, like, draw cards and get more resources and, you know, be able to get through more stuff.
Yeah.
You've got a paladin who has healing abilities and a holy hand grenade that can just kill anything.
Of course.
Yeah, so, like, I tried to build in a lot of that and a lot of references and humor into the game, which amusingly started as when I was prototyping the game, I just wanted to name the cards something just because it felt like the cards with just symbols were too plain. So I just started typing really dumb titles into cards. You know, here's two guys and one bow. Here's a cursed kitten. And here's a shark with legs. And those kind of just became amusing where we're playing the game. We're like, actually, hold on. I just want to read that for a sec. What was that title on that one? And that carried through somehow. Somehow that ended up in the final game, where now the final game has that humor. And we were fortunate enough to work with an artist, Alex Diochon, who has done just tremendous art for the game.
Yeah, the art, like, the illustration and the artwork is fantastic, for sure.
Right, so it's a combination of, I went through hundreds of artists, like no exaggeration, I went through hundreds of artists looking at the work going, not quite what I want. I have an idea of what I want, and when we got to Alex, it was like, there we go, that's the style that I want. And so it's fun working with him, because I would give him suggestions on cards, and he'd be like, no, hold on, what if we did this instead, and helped, like, he really fit the humor that I was going for and helped build out something that I think resonates with people.
That's awesome. So he had some creative input as well to the game besides just drawing everything.
Yeah. It wasn't just, here, draw this.
That's really cool. Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, and as we said, you know, you guys are successfully funded. We know this game is going to be made. You guys have reached a bunch of your stretch goals already. You know, there's even going to be an included timer app that comes with the game, that so that if you don't want to just use your regular timer, you can use the official 5-minute dungeon timer with epic voiceover, of course. Got to get that in there. So we know that this is happening, Connor. So when can people expect to have the game to them, the backers, and do you plan on bringing it to general retail or not?
Well, people can expect it in around May, hopefully sooner than that. We put May on the thing because
that's the safe time.
That's kind of the safe time.
It's the safe time.
It builds in that, like, Chinese New Year, if you don't get in it for Chinese New Year, you instantly just lose a month of time for shipping out games. So it hopefully is earlier than that. But essentially, the stretch goals and things that we have built are around, like, what we can feasibly get together and get out, you know, to hit that date and make sure that we don't become victims of success, if you will, where it's, okay, well, we're going to add this and this and this, and then we end up going, oh no, we can't ship the game on time anymore.
Yeah, don't want to add too much. There comes a point when you're like, okay, no more stretch goals, guys. We appreciate the support, but, you know, we want to be able to provide a quality product without having to try to squeeze something extra in to, you know, to delay things, so to speak.
Yeah, the main thing is we just want to make sure people get the game on time.
Like, definitely.
It's going to be, you know, we've already hit all of the quality upgrades. It's going to be, like, the best quality-wise of the games that we've ever made. So that's exciting.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, another nod to be like, see, Dad, I can do it.
I can. Showed you.
Showed you, Dad.
Oh, man.
So, Connor, thanks for taking time out of your schedule. You know, Kickstarter demands a lot of your time, and you're also working full time for, you know, Wiggles 3D, of course. And so tell people where they can find more out about 5-Minute Dungeon and more about Wiggles 3D.
Yeah, so 5-Minute Dungeon, you can find out more at 5minutedungeon.com. Or you can type 5-Minute Dungeon into Google, and I'm sure something will come up that is close. Wiggles 3D is, of course, wiggles3d.com. Like, if you want to talk to us, you can send us a message on our Kickstarter. You can reach us on Facebook. We're just Wiggles 3D Games. Twitter, we're at Wiggles 3D Games. You want to send us an email, it's info@wiggles3d.com. Like,
a lot of wiggling going on.
It's a lot of Wiggles 3D. Just type in 5-Minute Dungeon or Wiggles 3D into just anything, and I'm just sure you'll get close.
Definitely. And we'll have links in the show notes to the website and to their social media, so easy access for you guys to just go onto the page and click on those. So, Connor, once again, thank you for coming on the show. Congratulations on the successful Kickstarter. We hope to see more success stories coming from you guys in Wiggles 3D, and would love to have you on the show again when you bring another Kickstarter out.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's fun.
Awesome, thank you. And thanks to Dan Patrice. He's Dan the Board Game Man. He created our intro and outro, and you can find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.